How was it out there with footing and everything else? Was it,
It was definitely tough. It was fun. I think games and like that like are fun because you could just grab a guy and like there ain't really no technique. It's really just like physical on physical, you know. And when you could kind of put all the stuff behind you, trying to be perfect. You know, the game it gets a little funner, and the snowballs are flying. They're hitting their coach, they're hitting their players. That's what Buffalo is, you know. Goody, other goody.
I'm sorry, man. You talk about Amari, you were trusting the program enough to make the pitch. What did you say about this program? That's now 5 division titles.
Yeah. Well, we have a great owner. We have a great owner that puts us in the right position to win. You know, everything and that he does, from making the training room better to, you know, getting our guys right and getting the right people here, and trusting McDermott, trusting Bean, trusting those guys to form the right team, and trusting the players. Like, I done been here for 8 years and I'm blessed. Like, we done been doing this for a long time, and you know, I tip my hat to, you know, a owner that trusts his players, trusts his veterans, trusts his OGs, trusts his guys, you know, puts guys in the right position, the right mindset. The trust factor is huge. And you know, coach allows us to be ourselves. Like I'm a different cat. And the aura and going to be able to be yourself every day coming to work, it's a beautiful thing, you know. And I can't say that it's like that for other places in the league, for a program to allow their players to be in herself. Mac walks into the stadium without shoes on. We accept them. We love on them for it. You know, I'm just different, you know. Like, we got these young guys that are just being in herself. Zach is a different type of tight end, you know, but it's a beautiful thing that we're allowed to be ourselves in a program, as adults, as professionals. And I tip my hat to them, because it's not like they're everywhere, and the aura is real. You know, Buffalo is real.
Deion, what was it like to get your draft mate Matt Milano back with you today?
Huge. 5'8", man. You know, Lano stud, bro. Swag bucket. Lano swag bucket. He did his big one. You know, he got his feet back under him, and it was a beautiful thing for him to return and us have an outcome like we did, because that's only going to give him more confidence and more of the push for him to get back into his Lano self, which is Swaggy Lano, you know. It's my dog.